University of Alaska Anchorage aquatic biologist Dan Bogan is dumping samples of sediment into trays in a science lab at the Unalaska City School. The gravel and muck was pulled out of Illilook River, a stream that runs through Unalaska, earlier in the morning. And in a few minutes, a class of Unalaska 7th graders will be poking through it with magnifying glasses, looking for invertebrates. It's an educational project for the students, but Bogan is also planning to use the information they gather in a UAA database of Alaska stream health. These tiny organisms, he says, can function like canaries in a coal mine, reflecting changes to stream ecosystems long before impacts register in larger species like fish.
We know that we do have some sensitive organisms that are living in the water, and it's just a matter of keeping track to make sure that they're still there over time. When they start to disappear, then that might indicate that there's a water quality problem.
Bogan and Unalakleet Watershed Coordinator Henry Oyumik, a retired science and math teacher, have been working with kids around the state on the project, which is funded by the World Wildlife Fund. This is the first year they've done it, but Bogan says he hopes they can continue the project long enough to understand trends in stream health across Alaska.
This first round, we want to go to some places and just kind of see what's there, and then if we continue to do the sampling year after year after year, it's a good way to monitor the health of the stream.
Okay, you guys, sit down in your group. Each group will have a sorting tray, an ice cream tray, pipettes, forceps. We're going to spend about a half an hour now picking bugs. So anything that's moving, you're picking up and putting in the ice cream tray.
Seventh grader Aaron Adams pokes through the tray in front of him. It's crawling with tiny stream worms.
I found a stonefly, and in here I found a little mite.
Okay, if we could, let's put that in one of your trays right there.
Henry Oyumik helps Adams isolate the invertebrates he's found in an ice cube tray filled with stream water. He says the Unalaska kids jumped right into the project.
I think it's exciting for the kids to see them, because they just went right into it, you know. So it made a connection, and they're pretty much they're just giving them field guides, and the samples, they kind of went right into it.
The data the students collect will be added to the database of UAA's Environment and Natural Resources Institute. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.